Last week, Apple held its yearly Worldwide Developers Conference. The company announces new technology at the event. WWDC 2016 included news about updates to Apple's operating systems. Today, we will tell you what is new for iPhone and iPad. Apple says iOS 10 is the company's biggest operating system release ever. It says it introduces 10 major new features to iPhone and iPad.
The iOS 10 includes a new design for the lock screen, notifications, and apps. iOS 10 brings a lift to look feature. Just raise the phone and notifications appear on the lock screen. Apple says the iOS 10 also makes it easier to open the camera app from the lock screen. Swipe the lock screen to the right to open the camera app. Slide the lock screen the other way and widgets appear. The widgets are now more interactive, including streaming live video.
In iOS 10, Siri, Apple's voice assistant, gets new powers. Developers will be able to include Siri in apps. Siri can search for photos in apps such as Shutterfly and Pinterest, start and stop workouts in apps such as Map My Run and Runkeeper, and book rides in the apps Lyft and Uber.
Apple says that text suggestions are smarter in iOS 10. Suggestions for next words will become more exact and include groups of words as the system learns the user's typing habits. QuickType is also designed to change languages without changing keyboards. The iPhone is to recognize the language in use and suggest words in that language.
iOS Photos will use advanced computer vision to recognize faces and places to ease search and organization of photos. The Photos app can create albums that stay on the iPhone and can be shared with others.
Apple's Maps app will get a new design in iOS 10. Slide up from the bottom of Maps for suggestions about travel times, places to visit, and calendar appointments. Traffic will be included on the path the user is navigating. The app will show traffic ahead and provide suggestions for places to visit along the way. Maps will also offer better paths based on traffic. Maps also will work with other apps, so users can make a restaurant reservation and book a ride from within the Maps app.
Apple Music will be better organized to make it easier to use. Users will be able to access downloaded songs from a tab. Lyrics will be included in songs so you can sing along, using the right words.
Apple News, the news app that was introduced last fall, has grown to include 2,000 publications with 60 million monthly readers. Paid subscriptions to publications will be offered for the first time, so users can read both paid and free news sources within the app.
Smart home devices can be reached through the new Home app. View security cameras, control lights and doors, set the thermostat, and more from the app. Devices can be programmed in the app with a new feature called Scenes. Users can ask Siri to control the devices through Home.
iOS 10 brings changes to voicemail. Messages can be read as well as listened to. The iPhone will be able to give alerts about possible spam numbers.
Finally, Apple made many changes to its Messages app. Links sent within Messages will show photos and can play video without having to leave the app. Users will be able to send handwriting, drawings, and their heartbeat in Messages. Full screen effects let users put images in the background. I'm Mernush Karamian Ainsworth.
And I'm Marcia James.